The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Stars at night are big and bright.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
Yay! The title of this podcast is Three Types of Cookies.
What happened? Why is it called Three Types of Cookies?
Okay, and why is it called Three Types of Cookies?
Are we leading? This is the top story.
Yep.
Top story of the week. Yeah. Should we even explain why we're here? Somebody you just want to go right into.
Let's go right in and we'll backtrack.
I fell.
Half an hour ago.
That story is great. This is why you're an award-winning writer.
So
you paint a picture.
We finally got to go get some Amy's ice cream. Aw, it's so soon, you guys. I haven't processed to where I'm not blushing furiously. We walked down to Amy's ice cream, and I felt bad. I should have told you guys how to order the Amy's, because as soon as we got it and sat down, they were both like, aw, and looking at the menu of all the things they could have had, like, oh, I should do that one, and I should do that one, and I'm munching away on a Mexican vanilla with ginger snaps and strawberries, yep. And you had what?
I had Mexican vanilla with Oreo, which was good.
That's good. That's all right.
I'm sorry, Dave.
Well, we know that it could have been better.
It could.
Because I said to her,
and Dave got Mexican vanilla with nothing in it.
Right.
Total rookie mistake.
Just vanilla. In a waffle cone at that.
And it wasn't even like a waffle cone made to like hold ice cream in a way that you can lick it. It was just like an edible bowl and it wasn't very good waffle cone either.
Right.
Ice cream's good.
The ice cream's good, but yeah.
We were looking at all the mix-ins that you can throw into your ice cream. They had a big list on the window, but then they also had some stuff on the far side, on the other side of some customers that were waiting.
Yeah.
So Pam got up and she was like, they have something called the Big Cookie.
The Cookie Monster.
The Cookie Monster, sorry.
Yeah.
And so she went over to, and then she reported back.
It's got cookie dough and Oreos and Cameos.
It's got three cases of cookies. It has Chips Ahoy, cookie dough, and Oreos, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I kicked. And then when I put my foot down, I missed the curb, and it, like, put my foot down on the rocks that were in between me and
gravel.
Where they were. Yes, gravel. But they were big. It was rocks.
Yeah, no, it was big pebbles.
So my foot slipped, perhaps because I wasn't wearing flip-flops. That would have been worse, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
My foot slipped, and I fell. So it went, three types of cookies. They got Chips Ahoy. And we're not alone.
No.
There's got to be.
There were the aforementioned other customers that were right
that
there.
That place is hopping.
In the way of Pam and the description of the Cookie Monster. Also, the
dressed
woman
up just to the nines.
Yeah. Yeah, and the woman who had scooped our ice cream, who was by then on a break.
Yes.
Sitting over.
Smoking a cigarette,
enjoying the show.
I fell on my ass.
Yeah.
Like, I fell.
So there was, but we both had to be like, are you okay? And then Pam was still laughing, so it seemed like she was, and then we could really, really laugh.
Because then I was just doing that.
And the people that were right beside us, they were like, you could tell in their heads, they were going, okay, this person just fell, and that's pretty funny.
She might actually be injured.
We have to pay. We can't. I saw it. It's funny. I don't want to totally ignore the situation because that is too overt. How much attention can I lavish on this fallen lady before it becomes too much embarrassing for everybody involved? Maybe they gave me about 2 seconds and they're like, all right.
They didn't offer to help.
No.
But the lady on the bench with the cigarette did ask if I was okay, like for clearance for her to laugh openly.
Yeah.
And then you guys were laughing, and I couldn't stop laughing. And then I can never be cool.
And you sat on your ass for a good minute. You didn't move for a while.
I almost never got up. I thought about living there.
Doing a little comedy routine on the sidewalk.
I would fit right in, just sitting on the corner.
Just start asking for money.
Yeah, that's how.
Excuse me, man.
That's how we do drag worms. It's actually a little known fact. All the drag worms are just girls who fell. And then they were like, I guess I'm going to get some tattoos and stay here and get a dog. And sell beaded jewelry. And then the woman said that I was her favorite customer of the day.
All you have to do is follow your ass.
But I didn't. I thought we would get free ice cream out of it.
My favorite part is that you did the exact same thing you did when sort of crash and landed in Hawaii on the zip line. It was like,
Damn it. It's a mortifying deep in the throat.
Everybody saw it. No, that woman's in a dress.
Oh my god. So all this happened in Austin.
Where are we here?
We were here 5 years ago for Omar's wedding.
Yep.
And we got a little taste of Tex-Mex at its finest, and we decided we needed to come back.
Yep.
And we just never.
And
really
we literally
got
been talking about it for 5 years.
Oh yeah, it's been on the planning docket.
It had a name.
Yeah. And none of us have been back since that wedding.
Nope.
Till now.
So this is the Eat Through Austin tour.
Yep.
And the idea is just to come here and basically eat and then plan other things between meals when possible.
if
possible.
Sometimes not.
Sometimes
possible.
You just have to come back to the house
and take a nap.
And live in regret.
Yeah.
And sometimes you eat again. We may eat during this.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of food here.
This is what we determined on the first day of this trip, the two states of overeating. Which are first the fungry, as the name suggests. This is the happy time.
Yeah,
when you're not really especially hungry, but you're thinking about things that you could eat, and you want to eat even though your body is kind of, you know, not physically needing food. And then you push through that. You do eat even when you're not hungry, and you keep eating when you are full, but you can't. The food is still in front of you. You don't want to stop. It's so good, and then you get to the state that we call.
These are opposite sides of the coin where full meets hungry, where the above comes.
Fungry, I like how you do fungry.
Fungry!
Fungry!
You waving your fist, doing a little dance. Fungry!
Yes. Fungry is overeating without regret, and Hull is overeating with major regret.
But that's still the... Fungry has the thing where you're like, I can eat this every day.
Yeah.
This is what I should eat every day. And then Hull is...
This was a mistake.
Horrible. What did I do? I'm sweating this food.
This is why America is fat.
But the greatest was the first full day that we were here. We all arrived on Thursday night, and then on Friday, our first meal was Trudy's, and it really was like driving from where we're staying to Trudy's. It was like, for Pam, the gauntlet of every place that she wanted to eat. She was like, oh, there's Thunder, the Kirby Lane, and then we have to, and then, like, it was too much. It was too sensory overload. And then she wasn't 100% sure where we were going until suddenly it was like, Jesus took the wheel. It started to turn. She's like, oh, this is it! It, like, literally, Pam's stomach found us.
Yeah, I just said to Dave, you might need to look this up because I thought I was going the right way, but now I fear. And then my stomach went, turn here. And I just obeyed. And there was, Trudy's. I cheated a little the night before. I did go out. I started Eat Through Austin without them the night before. But I had never been there before.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really good.
Where was the first place you went?
It was Opal Divine's, which is way south. My friend said, you've never been there before, but wait, did you used to go to Exposé with us, which is a strip club? And I went, oh, I know where it is. And then, that place was cool. That place is like, for me, Austin-y, like, wood bench, everything smells like old beer.
Yeah.
And then you drink a lot of beer and
eat
some apps.
Yeah.
But Trudy's was worth the whole thing. Like, we, I think if we had all come here just to eat at Trudy's.
If we had eaten every meal at Trudy's, I would have been perfectly happy.
Right.
I'm not even lying.
But yeah, well, we're failing this on Tara's last day here. We're staying a little bit longer. But tomorrow morning, before we drive you to the airport, we're going back to an encore breakfast at Trudy's, because they have these things called migas.
Oh, God.
Which is basically a scrambled egg dish with tortilla chips and then...
No, tortilla, not chips.
Yeah, crumbled tortilla.
Yeah, tortilla.
Oh, they're chips?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they were just strips. Okay, I'm sorry.
Crumbs of tortilla chips.
Right.
As we looked up.
And lots of... See, here's what makes it so good. When I make scrambled eggs, one of the two dishes that I make, literally, I always feel like I need to hold back the amount of cheese I would actually like to put in them in order to be, you know, respectable. But Trudy's is like, fuck that! And they give you scrambled eggs with a mix of cheese that definitely has Velveeta in it. And it's
so good.
I swear to God, that the dish, it has to be at least one-third cheese.
Sometimes chemicals make it better, and this is definitely one of those cases.
God. Oh.
And there's peppers in it, like red peppers, right?
Yeah.
Maybe onions?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And it comes with, like, crispy hash browns.
Right.
Yeah.
And
refried beans.
Tomorrow we're going to do it right and keep the salsa, put salsa on it.
Yep.
We might even get some guacamole.
Oh. Interesting.
And not front load with chips.
Right. No, that was our so we made two mistakes. One was we all got the migas and none of us finished it. Instead of, we could have gotten three different meals and shared them.
But I bet tomorrow when all said and done, there's going to be three orders of migas on the
bet you're right.
Yeah.
I bet you're right.
Yeah.
And
because you could try something new.
But why?
And live in regret for the next
five years
of that mystic, you know, opportunity. Or you can have the migas again.
But to continue that.
Oh.
It's working, everybody. It's working. But to continue, tomorrow night, I might be back at Trudy's.
Yeah.
Because they have a chicken sandwich that's so good, and I haven't had a Mexican martini.
That was the next thing I was going to say.
Yeah. Which
What's
I
a
also
Mexican heard? Martini? What makes it Mexican?
Tequila.
Oh.
That sounded like a joke, but it's the truth.
Tequila!
It's basically a top shelf margarita. Mm-hmm. No, but not like sweet and sour mix. It's got like lime juice and Cointreau, and it's in a shaker. They make it in a martini shaker, and then you're only allowed two. And then there's olives.
Yep.
Yeah. Another thing Dave will not drink. But you tried what? You tried a Bloody Mary. That didn't work out.
No, it wasn't Bloody Mary. It was over there. That horrible thing
Omar
had.
You wouldn't taste it. You refused to taste the Bloody
Mary. Oh, refused it. He tasted Omar's.
Tomatoes juice is
Mitchell. Michelob.
Piss bottle. I don't know what it was.
It was gross.
It was
like
enormous,
bad.
Too.
Huh?
It was so big.
It was like beer and lime and spices.
And hot spices.
It was like, it was like in the noveltiest, giantest glass girl drink goblet sorry Omar. It was the biggest thing I've ever seen.
It was one of those, like, you know, the girl should have been in the ad sitting in the...
Yes.
In the...
You know what it tasted
glass.
Like when you play bartender as a kid? And you're like, this is what my dad drinks. And you pour a whole Michelob in. And then you're like in Old Bay goes around the rim. And then you throw in a lime because you saw that. And then a pickle. And then you eat it. Like, I think that's what it is. It's that lime and pickle salt stuff that Omar was trying to pretend he didn't know. But
look, the important thing is Omar liked it, you guys. He drank most of it. He didn't finish
it. Yeah, I don't think he finished it.
No.
It was pretty big.
He couldn't have. He was
that
driving.
That was day two.
That was, yes. That
what
was
did
yesterday.
We eat day one after Trudy's?
So
Trudy's and shopping.
We went to Toy Joy and
Sunny's Vintage and Buffalo Exchange.
Yep. We went down to the campus.
Mm-hmm.
We walked the drag.
We went to the co-op.
Yep.
Where you saw the best overalls of all time.
Oh, yes. I did.
Did you put them up on your blog?
They're not on my blog, but they're on my Flickr.
Okay.
So if you go to my blog, you can get to them.
Click to the Flickr. Yeah.
They were
good.
Dave and I went to a school with no school spirit. It was famous for having no school spirit. And I've been to, you know, some other colleges in the U.S., and nothing could have possibly prepared me for the sheer number of items for sale at the UT campus co-op store that were burnt orange and white and had Bevo's on them and said UT. And, like, it really was... you could flip to any page of the Sky Mall and point at anything, and someone could say, I've seen that at the UT campus store with a beagle on it.
And here's the thing is that we
it
were going to
get... It was shocking. And we didn't even go upstairs. Last time I can't we imagine were, how much more there was upstairs.
We were on a flight.
We're downstairs.
And I flipped through a Sky Mall.
Downstairs, yeah.
I found a garden Yeti for a friend of mine that would really appreciate it. They had a version of that as a as a Bevo
they did.
In that store. It was like an $80, 2.5-foot garden Bevo gnome.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, in fake pewter and everything, and they had it. They had a talking pizza cutter.
Yep.
That played the, you know, the rah-rah.
Well, it was a set. It was a, it was an ice cream scoop.
They had an ice cream
pizza cutter and a dessert server.
Yeah.
All with UT colors and emblems.
Fuck y'all, we're Texas.
Yeah, no kidding. There was no possible way that you could ever forget. And
but you've noticed also that the people walking around are all always.
Oh, yes. Yes.
It's serious.
Anyway, these overalls were in the middle of all of this other amazing UT merchandise. They had a mannequin wearing a pair of orange and white striped overalls. And when we went back today, they had accessorized the mannequin. Now he had on a belt, a UT belt, and it was holding a UT pom-pom. They were like, it's not, I see where you're going with this, but I can't, I don't believe this guy has enough spirit.
All aboard the spirit train. Now.
Right. Right.
Yeah, it was really, like, it was like he was like.
Extraordinary.
If you took, it was like one part farmer, one part candy striper.
Yes.
And then, like, two parts UT. You know? And then it was like, that's what happened. Because that's what it was. It was like...
Yeah.
And
then out of curiosity, because after I put it up on my Facebook, one of my coworkers said he would give me $100 cash if I bought those overalls and wore them to work on Tuesday. So I went to look and see, because I thought, to see how much they were. They were $50.
Yeah.
That's a lot to pay for what really should be a novelty.
They weren't real overalls either. They were just thin.
They're priceless.
They were lightweight.
Yeah, I thought they were denim.
No.
They weren't even denim?
They were just, like, lightweight, so you can wear them to the game. They had a name like Game Alls or something like that. So, they're a casual overall.
They're for tailgate.
For the overall, you know, man on the go.
Oh, you know, they're for Grandpa.
Grandpa couldn't fit in those.
No.
Well.
Why?
They looked pretty slim. They look pretty slim fitting.
They only have one size.
Like LBJ, well, they would need a little more room for your balls.
Oh, yes! LBJ. Our Texasiest president.
Yeah. Yeah.
So after...
And then, so then we came back here. Dave went out and walked around for a while, taking pictures, I think, and we stayed here on doing computery things.
Yeah.
And then you went out with some of your friends.
Oh, right. Yeah, I went out. I went out and had crawfish at the Shoal Creek Saloon because that's where we were told to go for crawfish.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had drinks at a Doubletree. Look, this is how we roll.
Sure.
There are a lot of babies, and they need a place to stay when you're drinking, and they put their babies in a hotel lobby bar.
Okay.
Y'all don't know.
They're not going to hear this anyway.
No, maybe. I don't know. Maybe.
We saw the pictures. Those kids looked like they were having a great time.
They were having a great time. They call me Aunt Pam.
Nice.
Yeah. That's very sweet.
It's cute.
It is cute. And one liked me a lot, and he said, if you come to my house at bedtime, I will give you juice, and then I will get naked. And I said, I can't come to your house now. You live far, because they live in San Antonio.
Little Billy, are you a police officer?
Yeah. Because I'm not falling for this.
You have to say you are. If you are. Otherwise, it's entrapment.
Well, he wasn't wearing a wire. Because at that point, he said, well, will you come to bedtime on Monday? And I said, no, I can't come. And so then he said, well, then I will take off my clothes now. And started pulling out his pants. And his mom stopped him. So, you know, I can get a boy in Austin.
Nice.
I need to. I got a 4-year-old.
He would probably think it was hilarious when you fell down.
Ice cream and falling down. I'm the best Aunt Pam ever.
Right? No question. No question.
Yeah. I was trying to remember why I couldn't help you, but it was because Dave couldn't open the wine bottle.
Right. That's right. Yeah, are wine bottles also primordial, Dave?
He said,
something you.
He said, It was like half manly, half girly, because he said, I'm worried I might break this, and then I'll get wine on my shirt.
Pam, be fair, it was red wine.
It was red wine.
And it was my new super club shirt, too.
So. No, it was, you had a point, and I eventually got it out. So Dave stood in the kitchen making you chopped salad while Tara killed a bug and I opened a bottle. Don't worry about it, little
lady. Then Pam and I went out front, changed the oil in the car.
That's right.
Dave sautéed.
I think I just meant to say it was a banner day for masculinity, but I think I said it was a manner day.
Oh!
And I didn't mean to say that.
We got to back up to your shirt. Because we didn't talk about our visit with Omar.
Oh.
I'm going to grab water while you explain.
I made these shirts. I made a special one-off shirt for me and Omar, and it's just total inside jokes. I won't get too far into it, but there's this PR guy. He's got the best PR releases ever. It doesn't matter if he's selling, you know, CDs or himself, or, you know, it could be, you know, a house, you could be selling a country. He just has this mannerism, just great. It'll be like, hey, check out this CD, it looks like a record, that's rad, holy crud. He actually used the term holy crud. He'd be like, this CD would be the greatest present for your best friend, bam! And it was just like, it's all these, and he just, we get like one a week, and Omar forwards into me, and it's just, it's really funny. So I just made a shirt in the style of the, you know, character X has a posse shirt from a couple of years back, except mm-hmm. I found a photo of this guy and, you know, kind of made it in that style, made these shirts. So they turned out pretty good.
So there are photos of those online as well, you and Omar.
Yeah,
you're matching shirts.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you didn't want to get one, and that's fair enough. It's special.
It is. I'm never going to make them again.
Well, Pam's in the kitchen, since we're talking about shirts, do you want to give a plug to Glarcore?
Oh, yeah, Glarcore's finally back up. GL. ArkWare.com. Hi, Pam. Mm. What do you got there?
Hi, I'm lovely. Blackberries.
I have some blackberries.
I'm just going to exit the other room for absolutely no reason whatsoever.
Yeah, all right.
Carry on. Last we talked about was a cockroach gate.
Well, so that was the day you guys went to meet Lauren at Guero's.
At Guero's.
So Dave had his first breakfast taco.
Mm-hmm. We all did. Mm-hmm. I did too.
Tacos for breakfast. It's crazy.
It wasn't Lauren's first, of course. She lives here.
Mm-hmm.
They were good.
I'd never been to Guero's before.
Mm-hmm.
But I got some.
And you like them?
They're good.
Guero's is for white. This is for white people.
So then Omar came over with his wife Rebecca and his daughter Lily, who we had not married. This is the same Omar whose wedding we were here for 5 years ago.
She means we had not met. Not that he had not married his baby.
Uh-uh.
That's still not legal in Texas.
No, we had met his wife at the wedding, and since then they've had a baby.
Yes.
Who we were meeting for the first time. But then when we said we'd been to Guero's and it was good, Omar was like, oh, this is for white people.
No. I prefer my breakfast tacos from Taco Cabana, because I'm old school like that.
Uh-huh.
But, because they give you cheese to dip them in.
Mm-hmm.
But these were okay. They were good.
Mm-hmm.
And
it wasn't spectacular, but it was good.
Yeah.
I just like having tacos for breakfast.
Yeah.
That was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
It's basically a taco.
Right.
Except
it has eggs in it.
Eggs instead of whatever other protein you usually get.
And cheese and bacon and potatoes.
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
I had tomato in mine.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I won $50 on a scratch-off.
Oh, yeah. Which you still haven't cashed.
Which I still have to cash in. While telling you that, is he going to be okay?
I don't know. We'll see.
He threw Austin, takes a dramatic turn.
Dave is in some kind of physical distress right now.
But we can talk about the lottery ticket.
Yeah.
Because I never buy them, and I always, like, they're a waste of money. And someone had given me one the night before, and I was like, oh, I forgot to do this. Here, Tara, watch me lose. And I was like, scribble, scribble, nope, scribble, scribble, nope, scribble, scribble, what? Wait a minute. And I was like, what? Okay.
And then read this, because I think, did I just win? I must be reading this wrong. Hold on.
All of a sudden, I need an electrical
match
engineering degree.
Yeah.
Okay, this says I just have to have this number look like this number. No, that can't be right. Because this looks like an 8 and an 8. And then she was like, well, how much is it? And I said, $20. And then I still had 7 more to uncover. So I was right. Like, okay, well, I won $20. Scribble, scribble, nope, scribble, scribble. Whoa. She was like, how much is that one? $20. And she was like, here's $140. I expected income. And then scribble, scribble, no, scribble, scribble, no, scribble. Holy crap. I've won $50.
Nice.
Yeah. So that was fun. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Texas.
Did you have another one? Did you scrap? Oh, no. Mm-mm. You just had the one.
You had 10 chances to win.
Right.
And I won 3 times.
So sweet.
That never happens.
No, and $50 in Texas is like, that's like 4 meals.
Yeah.
The food is so cheap. So cheap.
Yeah, when you treat, you're like, I will buy tonight, for I am a sultan.
And then it comes and you look and you're like, did they leave off all of our drinks? Because it seems like more, first of all, it is more, but it also seems like more because they keep bringing you chips and salsa.
Oh, God.
And they don't charge you for the chips and salsa. They just keep coming.
I wish... I don't. But part of me wishes... they could show us at the end of this just how many, just how many chips. And it would just keep coming in, like, bags of mail at the end of the... Oh. Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. Just like... these chips, and these are the chips from Guero's. Here are the chips you guys ate talking about not eating chips, and here are the free chips you ate at Chewy's waiting for the chips you were going to eat with your meal. And then we went to El Chile, mm-hmm. We had chips, and then my meal had chips in it.
Yep.
To eat, that was the food transportation device.
Right.
Oh no.
Oh dear.
Do we need to pause?
Oh man, sort of a new phase.
Oh, no.
Austin through Dave.
I'm making a text mess.
Oh, two of them.
Don't make him laugh too hard out here. I don't want to clean up this mess.
Music just this.
I hate too much of all the wrong things.
Oh no!
Oh.
We don't have any tea.
Beans.
Oh.
I can't believe it took so many days. No.
Beat me. You win, Austin.
Go on without me. I'm done for.
Take my fork.
Basically Saturday, right?
We
did some more shopping on South Congress.
We went shopping. Wait, you guys ate a meal when I was eating a meal on Friday.
We went to Doc's. We just went out to South Congress.
And Hey Cupcake.
And we went to Hey Cupcake.
Hey Cupcake. Which really, you say, they're so pretty.
Hey Cupcake.
Hey Cupcake.
It was okay.
You're going in.
It's a little, it was a little tough for me. I feel like I didn't really probably get it at its best because I didn't eat it right away. I got it from the truck and then it was out on the counter. I didn't eat it that night. It was in the fridge.
Right.
So maybe that's why it seemed so much harder.
Oh, I see.
Also, there's like 5,000 cupcake places in New York, so there's a whole cupcake war going on. So maybe
it was
improved their game in New York.
Maybe. It was definitely bigger than the cupcakes at, like, let's say Magnolia.
Or in Texas.
Mm-hmm. Everything is bigger in Texas. But it was also, like, denser and tougher.
Mm.
I like it. Not to turn it back.
You want some pansy cupcake?
No! Anyway. Sugar Sweet Sunshine is still my favorite.
Yeah.
In New York.
Yeah.
But Hey Cupcake was also good. And it had the advantage of being sold out of an adorable Airstream trailer. With a big floating cupcake on top. Wow.
I don't know.
Oh my god.
Carry on.
It's not going well.
Oh no.
Maybe I could pretend to be Dave.
Ooh.
I hope that's not a roach. I'm going to take some pictures.
Maybe while Dave is gone, we can talk about our lovely accommodations.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Girl time.
We're going to talk about things that are pretty. Let's talk about how pretty the place is.
So Dave got a recommendation from friends of ours who had been here for South by Southwest for this place called Verde Camp, which is what is it? I guess it's just east? East of South Congress?
Oh, I guess you could... You mean it's just off... Well, it's just off South Congress.
Okay.
Yes, you technically go east, but I think we're still in what's considered South Congress.
Okay.
Aren't we?
I mean, no, the actual street.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, this guy, I guess, is a... I think he's a web designer or a web developer, but he owns several little cottages on this plot of land in this absolutely adorable, charming neighborhood.
Yeah.
And, rents them out furnished, you know, to tourists instead of a hotel.
Eco-friendly.
Yes, absolutely. And it's so cute.
Yeah.
It's perfectly appointed. It has everything we could need.
And it looks like some sort of extension of Tara and Dave's apartment.
Like, it does.
There's this giant sign, this red metal sign.
Yeah, we need to figure out a way to get that back in the suitcase and steal it.
It's like the paint colors of the... I mean, are they the exact same colors that are in your apartment? Or at least at one point were in your Toronto home or something?
Yeah, this looks like our... this looks similar to our... yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Big giant
hallways.
Big giant flat screen TV and...
Mm-hmm. Washer dryer, which is better than our place in New York.
Yeah. A front stoop and a back porch.
Yep.
What more could you want?
Nothing. No. It's
so
nice two-bedroom place.
Yeah.
Dave returns, giggling.
But from out of my bedroom, so now I'm worried.
You had to go the fast way through, I think.
Oh, I see.
I wasn't paying attention, I just deodorized the bathroom with sunscreen spray.
I thought it smelled like you went on vacation. I was like, that's so pleasant. It feels warm.
Ooh, watch it. Pam's got a glass under the table.
Sorry. SPF.
Oh.
Anyway, so that our landlord who owns the place is...
I'm sorry.
Oh, Dave.
I couldn't get up as
well. Oh, my God. It's horrible back here.
Oh.
Zero on ground one.
Okay.
That's like the best place to be.
It's living in my throat.
Maybe we should go outside.
Oh, God. There's mosquitoes.
Oh, that's where the bug
is. I'm sorry.
Oh, Jesus. Sunscreen.
And decay.
Decay.
Damn you, Austin.
Mother's Day, everybody.
Maybe I should pause this.
Jesus.
We can regroup.
I think you need a break. And I'm going to go out. I'm going to light some matches.
Oh, God.
And go outside.
All right, I'm going to pause it. We'll be right back.
Wow, dude. Wow, I'm sorry.
No, it's...
All right, look. I'm really sorry. I can't help it, I have gas and other problems. I'm only apologizing because Pammy's here.
Thanks.
I'm sorry to have to, you know. Oh, you want the matches?
Well, I'm telling you. Okay, I'm going to shut that door.
Okay.
And the door to my bedroom.
Yeah, I think Pam would prefer it, unless you're in a time crunch, as it were, that you go through our bedroom to get to the bathroom instead of hers.
Well,
fair enough.
I don't want it, Buzz. Distress, further distress.
As it were.
And, you know, I'm a lady, but you're human.
Yeah.
I'm lighting a match. There we go. Mmm. Sulfuric goodness.
So, yeah. I apologize.
So that happened.
So that happened.
That happens and continues to happen and reverberate through our lives.
12 years, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Happy anniversary. Wow.
Deal with the ladies.
You know, I think I feel, but you know what? I feel like I'm part of the family now. Like I've been jumped in.
Welcome!
Oh.
Man.
In my defense, that was a lot for her.
Anyway, all I was going to say before we had to take an unexpected break.
Wow.
due to Dave's
issues.
Dave-ness is that the owner of Verde Camp was looking at your photos online.
Yeah.
Oh, Dave.
Hope he doesn't listen to this. Yes.
And he wanted to work.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, he's on Twitter, and he's got a little...
He's following me now, too.
A little colony of tiny homes, like cottage-sized homes.
We described them when you were in the back.
Rents them out. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he asked if I wanted to maybe take some pictures, because he saw some Flickr of this place. Maybe do a little trade. I'm like, yeah. Hells yeah.
Gives us a reason to come back.
It would be my first professional... quotations job, mm-hmm. as far as photography goes.
Sure.
I thought I'm looking to do that professionally, but
who knows?
I can't believe it would only be your first. I would have thought by now.
Never.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm just learning how to do it.
You're a natural.
I was holding the camera backwards, sticking pictures in my nose.
I loved that series.
Yeah.
It has been fun to watch Dave watch Pam take photos and be like, what if you... Can I just see the... Try to be polite, but want to be like, give me that!
You're ruining everything!
Move! Yeah. Jimmy Fallon character.
He didn't really do it in Hawaii.
Well, he hadn't taken the class yet. Now he's got expert knowledge.
But there he goes. You are going to get a run-in.
Literally.
But yeah, but it's fine. I think he's going to give me a little crash course in photography on one of our days here alone. Tara's leaving, and Dave and I are going to have this lovely...
Can I come back?
...cottage to ourselves. You can come back.
All right. kind of squawking back into the room, and you're like shying away and bracing yourself. Like a badger just came.
Well, you know...
No one knows...
You know what? Going. Actually, I know.
The air is wiggly behind you. Is that a bad sign? So Dave and I are going to hang out for a few days. You'll have Omar. You're having a big nerd fest tomorrow. Yeah. I mean that with love.
Star Trek.
At the Alamo Draft House, hopefully.
No.
Yes.
Yes?
At
I thought it was some fancy place that has a fan. Oh, that's at the Alamo Draft House?
Yes.
That's
apparently they have what's called a 4K camera there.
I didn't realize that was the same place.
Yeah, which is like super high resolution. It's
right.
Like mostly, if you ever go to like a digital projection theater, uh-huh. which are relatively common these days, those are 2K. So this is 4K.
Wow,
the Blu-ray is 1K resolution. That's really sharp.
Yeah,
there's a lot of K's to look at.
Blu-ray.
Yeah. So that should be moosed.
So do that tomorrow. Maybe I don't know. Maybe see bats tomorrow. There's a bat bridge in Austin, which I'm very excited
right.
about.
Although they weren't helping you out tonight, you were getting eaten by.
Yeah.
All
the bats normally eat 30,000 pounds of mosquitoes a night. Not tonight. They took the night off.
Yeah.
You're out there for a long time getting bitten, too.
Yeah.
In the mosquitoes' defense, usually you go inside.
I'm a little chewed up.
Were they stealth? You just didn't notice they're getting bitten until they came in?
No, I saw them coming, and sometimes I stop them before.
Those are bruises outside, but like, no, it's...
Oh, that is a bruise. That's from the doorknob. I've been so clumsy all week. And what day is it? All weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah, I keep dropping things and spilling things, and then I fell, and I'm sure there will be more. I can't wear flip-flops because they bend the wrong way, and I stub my toe from the front. How do you people do this?
I don't know.
Yeah. I refuse to wear flip-flops.
They're terrible.
Except in the gym shower. It's
they're
the
not
place
real
where
shoes.
They're appropriate.
Yes. And the beach.
Yes.
Yes. And maybe on the porch.
Look, I'm not going to sit here and defend.
And
don't
maybe,
put me in the position of defending
just maybe
flip-flops. They are asinine.
I
know.
Are you flip-flopping?
Oh, what?
But only maybe in Flin Flon, Saskatchewan.
It's Flin Flon, Manitoba, so get your story straight.
Sorry.
Yes.
Yes. It's all the same. Right?
No. No, it's not. All I was going to say about the bats is I didn't get to see them on this trip. As mentioned, we certainly will be back again in the future, so I will see it that time. But I would like to tell the never-before-told story on this podcast.
Yeah. Oh, right. I have a story I get to hear.
Of the time I went in to use a toilet, and there was a bat in it.
Like a real flip-flip bat with fangs?
It was, yes. It was alive.
No!
It was trapped under the lid of the toilet.
No!
By its wings, and its head was poking up like this.
I
think of all the times that you don't look in a toilet before you sit on it.
Where was is this toilet?
So this was in the
bat cave.
It was a toilet underneath
the
bridge
lost.
In Austin.
I really had to go to the washroom, and I passed by the old local bat cave, and I've been told by mother, my father, and teachers never to go in the bathroom in the bat cave, but I really had to go, so I wiped my side on the bat head. There, that's the end of the story. Right?
No.
Oh, my
goodness. I was working in this old, at Queen's University for the summer when I was in university. Not there, but it was a building that had been formerly a house that was now offices. And so it probably had some weird-ass old attic that it would have been very easy for bats to get in and out of. So the theory was it had probably been flying around in there at night when we were all gone, but then dipped down into the toilet to try and get a drink of water.
Right.
And then got stuck.
Oh. So then what happened?
Animal control came, took it.
No, but, like, what happened? Like, how did it describe the discovery.
I went into the bathroom. I turned on the light.
Yeah.
I went to... I closed the door,
pants down?
Presumably.
Our pants down?
I did not have my pants down yet.
Wait, are you guys having dirty talk? Because I should leave the room.
You like bats?
I know we're all now extremely close. I don't know how you do. Maybe this is it.
And then
he makes a smell, and then you tell him about the time you found a bat in the toilet, and then you guys get it on. I don't know. Everybody's different, you guys. There's a lid for every pot.
Well, this is awkward.
Yeah.
Now, because I don't know how I can continue the story now that she's totally busted us.
Oh, God.
Anyway, so then.
Third to bats. She loved bamboo, and he loved potty bags.
All right, just for the, I'm not going to leave the room anymore.
Aww,
now that you've Now that you've said that,
that's all right.
There's going to be a BBC America Reveals special all about it.
But if Tara gets hotter and hotter as this progresses,
all right. So
anyway, that's the story.
You're gonna, but wait, we didn't hear
what.
Well, did the bat touch you?
No, I didn't sit. No, I saw it. I saw it before I sat down. Jeez.
Did it touch you? Tell me slowly.
Can I take that back and rephrase it?
Were you holding a jar of mosquitoes at the time?
Did the bat fuck you?
Dirty back.
If he did, just say North Carolina and they call the cops.
I don't know how to go
think
on
we can
after
go to
this.
The bat fridge anymore, you guys.
Well, not together.
This vacation is over.
So then today, let's get this back on track, people. Come on.
All right.
Yes.
Today. We have to be respectful. We went to see LBJ's library. Come on.
Right, we did.
Enough of the shenanigans.
Right. Inspired the by, Texas.
Right.
And some audio clips.
Yeah, you played us one last night.
That's right.
Which I bet is not on that. Do you think it's on that?
I'll put it in the show.
It wasn't part of the humor of LBJ that I saw.
No, it was not in some sections of the LBJ library, yes, because he's rather graphic.
Send me the link. I'll put it in the blog and in the entry for this.
It's in the archive, though. Like,
no, I'm just saying so people can listen to it after they hear this.
Oh, oh God, sure. So funny.
Maybe I can embed
it.
Oh,
you
can drop it.
All right, wait. Okay, now we're going to play a little from LBJ.
LBJ ordering some
talk to the tailor.
Yeah, from the Presidential Archive.
Go ahead, sir.
Hello.
Hello.
Mr. Hager?
Yes, it's Joe Hager.
Joe, is your father the one that makes clothes?
Yes, sir. We're all together.
You all made me some real lightweight slacks. He just made up on his own, sent to me 3 or 4 months ago. It's a kind of a light brown and a light green, rather soft green and soft brown. And they're real lightweight. Now, I need about 6 pairs for summer wear. I want a couple, maybe 3 of the light brown, kind of a almost powder color, like powder on a lady's face. Then there were some green. And then maybe some other light pair, if you had a blue in that or black, I'd have one blue and one black. I need about 6 pairs to wear around in the evening when I come in from work. And I need, they're about 1/2 inch too tight in the waist.
Do you recall the exact size? I just wanted to be sure we get them right for you.
No, I don't know. You all just guessed at them, I think, son. But wouldn't you have the measurements there?
We'll find them for you.
I can send you a pair. I want them a half an inch larger in the waist than they were before, except I want 2 or 3 inches of stuff left back in there so I can take them up. I vary 10 or 15 pounds a month. So leave me at least 2.5, 3 inches in the back where I can let them out or take them up, and make these a half inch bigger in the waist. Make the pockets at least an inch longer. My money and my knife, everything fall out. Wait just a minute.
Hello.
Now, the pockets, when you sit down in the chair, the knife and your money comes out, so I need it at least another inch in the pockets. Yeah. Now, another thing, the crotch down where your nuts hang is always a little too tight. So when you make them up, give me an inch that I can let out there, because they cut me. It's just like riding a wire fence. These are almost, these are the best that I've had anywhere in the United States. But, when I gain a little weight, they cut me under there. So, leave me, you never do have much margin there. Let's see if you can't leave me about an inch from where the zipper ends, around under my, back to my bunghole.
All right,
so I can let it out there if I need to. Now, be sure you got the best zippers in them. These are good that I have. And if you get those to me, I would sure be grateful.
Where would you like to spend, please?
White House.
All right, we're back.
Magic!
Yeah.
While you were gone, Dave and Tara totally did. They made me put on some wings and fly around. You guys.
Camp. Verde Camp?
Verde Camp.
Oh, God.
We're not getting that.
He's really thrilled to get this kind of.
Yeah, we're not telling you which one we're in so that you won't not stay here. I'm sure they'll fumigate, again.
Duh. Yeah.
So then we went to the LBJ library.
Yeah, Pam got us lost on the UT campus first.
Well,
and gave us, but on the way got to tell us some fun facts about Charles Whitman, which were not actually fun. They were pretty horrible.
Well, you know a lot eventually. When you're
right. Yeah.
Well, the UT PD, when you go here, you end up with a long history of fighting the law. And they're serious about
you. Can I give you a matchbook?
Thanks. I need it for my eyes. I need to light these in my eyes. Can you help me with that?
Do you want me to pause it?
No.
You want me to go outside?
I'm fine, but
she just wants it to be over so that she can get away from you.
I'm lightheaded. All right. I think he's only at Friday.
No, we're talking about today.
No, I mean.
Oh,
what he's working through.
I understand now.
I think he's only at Hey Cupcake. Red Velvet, right?
Yeah. Possible, very possible.
So, sorry. Why did you get the bean and cheese cupcake? So, this is so boring, but so I had to drive 5 miles an hour because the cops are serious about the 5 miles an hour, and then I was being trailed by a police officer all through campus.
Yeah, it's true. He was right.
It looked like you were like mistakenly driving down one-way streets too, and he was following you. I was like, oh, you're just making work for yourself.
Well, there's a lot of construction going on, and things have moved, and there are new buildings in the past 5 years. It's a little different. But it helped us find the co-op again.
Yep.
And eventually we made it to the LBJ Library. What I thought was the LBJ Library was the Texas Science Museum, and then you had to go up another street through the new Performing Arts Center complex, which is different.
And then all the way around the conference center, because that was also under construction. All the whole outside of the LBJ Library was...
Right.
You could only get to it from a very circuitous route.
Exactly. So I couldn't see the fountain,
right,
which tells you where it is, because the fountain was covered in scaffolding.
Right.
And so... But eventually we found it, and it's quite majestic. And surprisingly, there were other people there.
Yep.
They had so many signs going, no, I swear to God, we're open.
Yeah.
Please come in.
I thought we would be the youngest people there by far, but there was
as I theorized, one guy there that with his little brother from the little brother program.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that kid was pissed. Yeah.
He did not want to be there.
No.
He was not interested.
They're all by Call of Duty.
In the 7/8 size Oval Office.
Yeah.
And then we went to
it. Was good, though.
It was good.
It was very
neat. I was surprised.
Yeah.
I've never been to a presidential library before.
I didn't really know that much about Johnson, either.
Yeah.
Particularly.
He's cool.
Yeah, same with Lady Bird.
Yes.
Anything about her at all.
Yeah, so there was three floors you could go to, and then, what, like 9 floors of archives that
yep.
you can't?
But you can see
5,
them,
6,
which
7,
is very
8,
impressive.
9.
And there was below us that we couldn't get to, either.
Right.
Yeah. Where all the, like, papers are. Like, mm-hmm. handwritten papers and stuff.
Yeah, it was well done. The Oval Office was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
He had a recreation of the Oval Office with some of his actual junk
stuff.
Yeah.
His TVs he had installed to watch all the Vietnam coverage. And
they were careful to tell us it was 1/8 less.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why?
Just so.
Like, if you're going to go 7/8 of the way there, why not just go the whole yard?
I was disappointed because as soon as I saw there was an Oval Office replica, I was like, I'm sure you can go and sit in his chair and get your picture taken because that's awesome. But it's not. It's not respectful.
Resolute.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying put your feet up on it, but you know, yeah, you would.
And you would.
That's why you're not allowed.
This is why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think that would be fun, but I understand it's the LBJ.
You mean to charge me for half pepperoni for the whole piece?
And not Dollywood.
I'm the president.
You'd be signing all the papers.
21 screw.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That'd be more Woodrow Wilson, I suppose.
Yes. Yes.
And then we went to an antique mall.
Big one.
Mm-hmm.
A big, big
Oh,
antique.
We scored.
Yeah, you guys did.
We
yeah.
did.
They're going to have to ship things.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a 5-piece mini, kitchen.
No, it's like,
rich
it would be.
Kid from the 50s kitchen set.
Well, it'd be for a dollhouse. Like, it would be for probably a 14-inch doll.
Yeah.
Like a doll, not a dollhouse, sorry. There was no doll included. But it
is there
would be,
a doll in this house?
Turn around.
It would be, you know, like a baby doll that's like bigger than a Barbie. All
right.
And then you would use that to play with this. Anyway, so it was a 5-piece kitchen set. It was like a little fridge, like a sideboard, some kind of cupboard and like a
buffet.
baking stand or something. Yeah, I guess that's a buffet. And then a garbage can with a little
lever. Half the size of the fridge.
And a stove.
Yeah.
Which was, and so the idea is to get it and then put it on top of our cabinets in our kitchen in New York. They're all very folksy and rusty and cool.
And Pammy's big find?
I found a vibrator. I found an old-timey vibrator. It's a vacuum cleaner attachment.
And it's by a big vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, I'm gonna grab it.
What is it? It's
and you also got
like,
for but while she's getting it.
Yeah.
Because she's going to get the box.
Oh, you wrapped it all sweetly. And the thing is, I knew this was going to happen, because you can't be discreet. These ladies had to how much for the vibrator? She bought a vibrator. old, lovely ladies. I know there's no price check on the vibrator. Well, that sure is a vibrator, isn't it? It's the Filter Queen vibrator.
Yeah,
and this,
it is.
This goes on your vacuum cleaner. It's $14.95, which I think is probably a lot, right?
Back in the day, for when this was made, I mean, this has to be from at the latest, the 60s.
Oh, yeah. Early 70s.
It's very Mad Men.
Yeah, it is.
In its design.
Yeah, the word vibrator is all like that. The baseline of each letter is all
yeah.
off.
It's like hairspray.
Yeah.
It's like the musical Hairspray.
Let me see if I can explain the pictures, because that's the best. So what you do is you put this on
the end of the vacuum.
Oh, yeah, the end. The Filter Queen vibrator should be inserted into the wand end of the hose, and the hose fastened to the suction inlet of the Filter Queen.
Who's talking dirty now?
Yeah.
I'm talking dirty to everybody out there. The vibrator has been adjusted at the factory for best performance under normal conditions.
Oh.
Should the vibrator fail to start, let Filter Queen run and turn adjusting screw on the bottom of the vibrator body a fraction of a turn clockwise until vibrator starts. If vibrator should stop operating while in use, shut off Filter Queen and restart. If it again stops during use, turn adjusting screw slightly counterclockwise and at this point, so mad. But anyway,
I just want to clean my house.
Yeah.
For use, Place hose on neck, shoulders, or other parts of the body to be massaged. See illustration on opposite side of box, which has four pictures, and one is a, like an awesome dude with it around his stomach, or around his back. You see his back. And then awesome dude has it around his neck with this look on his face like, oh, honey, you're right. It is kind of cool. And then there's one around his arm for no reason at all. And then she's got it.
He's chopping wood. That's the reason.
Yeah, he was. And she's got it draped over one arm. Like, no, I'm just going to... Oh, it tickles. I'm taking it off. This is... Charles! Tell your mother I don't want this. And then it says... These are the two best parts. Well, a dime can be used for turning adjusting screw. But note, for best results, empty filter queen dust container and insert new sanitary filter cone before using vibrator. And that's really for life.
I wish it came with some
that
of those.
Just ruined the mood.
Sanitary cone was when Dave wouldn't let me talk about it anymore.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, okay, I pulled it out, everybody.
Oh, as it were. So it looks like, it looks kind of like a little toy blow dryer.
Yeah. But it's so much more. You put this on the...
This was a storyline in Mad Men.
It was. It was, yeah, but instead of wearing it...
manhandle it. Do you think it's new?
It looks like...
Well, you don't put this on your...
Yeah.
So the sanitary... Oh, no, the sanitary cone goes inside the...
What?
Something happened.
I did something with it. Heath, that was gross.
Uh-oh.
But you know what? Sniffing the vibrator is better than sniffing the real air going on up in here.
She flipped it.
I flipped
it. Turned it around on you.
I love it. And those ladies were quite shocked with it. So that was my big find.
Oh. All right. I'm going to pause it, and then we'll continue with some music.
We talked a lot about when we would all buy a house together in Hawaii, which still could happen,
right?
But now it's like we could buy four houses for the price of in Hawaii.
Have our own home along the street.
Yeah,
we could just take this place over. It's all right, right?
Yeah.
Maybe he'll sell it.
Yeah.
This is like the cul-de-sac we talked about in Toronto.
Yes, right.
But here in the heat,
yeah,
we'll rent it out in the summer.
Yes.
And we'll live here in the winter. Christmas in Austin is lovely. Sometimes it ices.
Yes. Oh, how exotic.
It is. They shut everything down. And you can't, and you just kind of slide to places.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun. God, my Austin fun facts are so boring. I should work on them.
In Austin, the traffic lights stay red for a long time.
They do.
They do.
I was saying... Coming from New York, I'm very climatized in New York, but when I go to other places, I usually get down to that vibe really quickly. We're in Hawaii, I quite easily get into Hawaii time.
Mm-hmm.
And but here in Austin, I'm fine, except for the waiting for the pedestrian walk to change. I'm just like, come on. I'm just like starting to walk in place, getting ready for
Well, everybody,
day.
I mean, it's so easy to jaywalk in New York because it's all one-way streets.
Yeah.
Well, and everyone does.
The streets, you're like 2 miles wide.
You're not really supposed to be walking around. It's hot.
Right.
You should be in wherever you can get some air conditioning, like your car.
Well, this is what we're learning. Like, this ultimately was what Omar admitted yesterday, was when he was like, well, yeah, it's hot, but people just don't go outside.
Yeah, you don't do it.
Mm.
This is, yeah, you don't go out in this.
Well, yeah, it's hot if you're in it.
Yeah.
Don't go in it, duh.
No.
Sophia, the same.
Smatter at you. That's why we have that phrase.
Talk about the antique ball. A really good store near us called Uncommon Objects.
Yes.
If you're ever here, it's on South Congress. Highly recommended.
Yep.
It's really, really well curated. Antique consignment shop.
Yeah.
Across the street
it's
from that, you might find a guy walking down the street with a giant Texan flag, with no shirt.
If you're lucky.
Posing for photos.
He had a shirt on.
No.
No.
He did.
He did?
Look at the photo on your blog. Yes, he did.
It seems like he shouldn't have a shirt.
Yeah, not
no,
my mind.
And your memories erased it, and I understand why.
I think we're trying to make him a little naked trucker. Just a little bit.
But in jeans and cowboy boots.
Right. Well,
I guess
and I guess a shirt.
Yeah.
So
the naked cowboy does have cowboy boots.
Oh, that's what I meant. I said naked trucker.
Yeah.
Aww.
It's okay.
There's no edit on this thing. I learned from the last one. It was like, they kept all of it? All of it.
Oh. I guess that's it.
What do you want
to do? And now to wrap things up, the selection from Let's Raise Pigs.
A book found in our home here, copyright 1943, by West Georgia College in Carrollton, Georgia. This is for elementary schools, for little kids to learn how to raise pigs.
That's great. It looks like it was typeset in the first generation Ball typewriter from IBM.
That's beautiful.
Can I read you the Let's Do It Now series?
Yeah.
Let's plant grass, which is also here. Let's raise pigs. The doctor is coming.
Oh.
Let's cook lunch. And
that sounds like a threat.
Yes.
You better smarten up. The doctor is coming.
And out under the sky.
What?
So it's very cute. It's like you're going to have a pig, and here's how you raise a pig, and here's the things you're going to need. And there are these lovely paint ink
cute
drawings.
A lot of advice about having pig chairmans.
And people are named like Abner and Daisy. And there's a chapter called Pig Hunt. But as I was in, here's how to have a pig pen. Oh, it's adorable. But so it tells you how to make a pig pen. And then I was flipping through and we found the chapter on. What's it called?
Just start reading.
Pig health. Well, do you want to read this thing? Okay. One morning, Judy comes to school looking very worried. The farmer down the road has a sick pig. Suppose the school pigs got sick. All of you crowd around the pen and look at your pigs. They look all right. They've been getting fatter and fatter with each week that passes. You've been careful to keep their food and pen clean. You have given them the right things to eat. You don't have to be too worried. Of course, if you hear that the farmer's sick pig has cholera or swine influenza, you will want to get to work right away. Unless you bought pigs that had already had the serum for cholera or swine flu, in quotes, call the veterinarian or animal doctor and ask him to give it to them. He will come to the school and squirt medicine into the pigs' bodies. Cholera and swine flu spread very quickly. Once a pig gets these diseases, there is no medicine to make him well again. If you hear of a case in your community, be sure to call the doctor right away, even though your pigs look healthy. You want to keep them that way. And then there's worms and hookworms and how you can get hookworms.
When they say they don't get healthy again, what do they mean?
No, that's the last chapter.
Wait, really?
Yes. Hold on.
Kids are made of tougher stuff back then.
Pigs end.
Really?
Is that what it's called?
Wait,
yes.
Is it pigs end like P-I-G apostrophe end? Like
no.
How, like,
well, plural. Pigs end.
Apostrophe.
End.
Oh. Not just pigs.
Pigs end.
Like
pigs
a sentence.
End.
Yeah.
There are pigs and they end.
Yeah.
Oh, but before I read pigs end, there's one. No matter how clean you keep your pen, pigs sometimes get lice on their bodies. To keep this from happening, ask a filling station to give you some old crankcase oil. Tie a sack on the end of the stick and dip it in the oil, then rub it all over your pigs. Pretend you're painting them a different color with the oil and that you don't want to miss a single spot.
Pam, slower.
They're black, all black like that. They look like giant bats.
Game.
Oh.
You brought it up.
But pigs in.
You never notice on the shelf there's also one called Let's Fuck Bats.
Let's Fuck Bats.
Let's do.
Can't read us a bedtime story.
I would not fuck a bat on a mat.
Wholesome pig fun of slaughtering a pig and feeding it.
Pigs end. It is cold. I'm reading now. I'm not saying it's cold. I've begun reading, everybody. It is cold. The winter winds howl around the side of the school building as you dash out with a bucket of scraps for your pigs. The last time you weighed the shoat, the scales said a little over 200 pounds. If you took a picture of him when you got him from the farmer, get it out now and look at it. Until you look at that picture, you would never believe what corn and scraps and tankage could do to change the shape of a pig.
Tankage?
Your shoat is ready.
Have
to
we been eating that too?
No, that's what he keeps shooting out.
Oh!
Oh, God, that's the grossest joke I've told in a while. I'm sorry, everybody.
Oh, my God, tankage. That's a great name. I'm going to start calling it that.
All right. Your show, you guys. Pigs in.
Hey, guys, what? Shut up.
Your shoat is ready to butcher. This will be a busy time, and you will need your community to help you. Since you've been working in committees, you may want to teach your community to work that way, too. You will need people to help you butcher. The lard must be made. Perhaps you will want to can some of the meat and cure some. That's a job for grown-ups in the school. You may want to have a big barbecue. This will be the time to tell your mothers and fathers, plural, Your friends and relations, how you brought up your pigs. They can visit your clean pig pen. They can see that black pig and learn how he has grown into such a healthy hog. You can tell them how you managed to get money for the pigs and how much money you expect to make on them. You can be very proud and even brag a little just this once, for you have been good farmers.
Aww. Now eat that pig! Eat it! Eat it!
Is the rest of the book just recipes?
Daisy stew.
Sweet and sour shote. So the funny thing was that the day that we uncovered Let's Raise Pigs, we had also just learned from Pam about the beautiful UT tradition about what happens to Bevo.
They eat him.
Yeah.
Yeah, what is the word? Regents, or deans and stuff of UT and A&M get together and have a barbecue. And, they eat him. They eat Bevo. I don't know what Bevo they're on now, but
I think it's sacred.
It was like 14 or 16,
something like that. Yeah. What are you going to do with him? You can't let him roam free. He's old. He's dead. He's dying. They got to eat him.
Well, why would you want to eat him if he's old?
The Eskimos, he's a happy part of the animal.
We use all the Bevo. Look, they put on their stripy overalls.
Okay.
They cook the food until it's burnt orange.
Yes.
They sing the fight song. They eat Bevo. And that's Texas, y'all. They drink some Shiner.
And then do they turn... Oh, no, it's pigskin. I was going to say, do they turn Bevo into football?
Don't fail.
You're on the tip of the
game. But
let's raise footballs. Oh, you guys are thinking about bats.
So what's Tara's going
to do now? Oh, no! He's got the batshit crazy look in his eyes.
I don't like any part of that phrase right now.
Uncomfortable.
What was your question?
That's what the song Radar Love?
Yeah.
Love bats.
Oh, really?
I guess that's Sonar Love, isn't it?
No.
Yeah.
What is Tara gonna miss?
She missed Salt Lake.
Well, she's gonna miss Salt, but I don't know if we're gonna get out there.
She's gonna miss some sort of barbecue. Then.
She's gonna miss some form of barbecue.
People are gonna be horrified that I didn't go there, but the truth is, as I told you guys, I don't really care. I wasn't really that.
Tara's more of a milk fat fan.
True.
That's why Tex-Mex is so appealing. She loves starch. She loves milk.
True.
And I can't. I can't go to Salt Lake and chow down with a vegetarian. Like it. There's no way I could feel less pretty.
Sitting there with a small green salad, you're like, what? Rib sauce everywhere.
Brisket on my forehead. My cooler of booze, because he doesn't drink either. It'll just look like I am on some last meal. And my caregiver is nice enough to drive me to Dripping Springs before the final heart attack. So, no, we will not be doing that. Well, I will find something.
First, what's going to happen after you drop me off at the airport is your sitcom begins.
Yes! What's it go? Oh, hey, Dave! Hey, Dave! Look how loud I can be! Hey, Dave! Hey, Dave, I'm in the other room. I'm not wearing clothes! I can see my own boobs! Dave! Hey, Dave! I found a roach! Just kidding! I'm not kidding! Just kidding! I'm not! Hey Dave, I took a picture of nothing. Hey Dave, I'm fucking up my aperture and taking pictures. Dave, I just touched my lens with my tongue. Hey Dave, what Star Trek?
I don't need to see that.
I believe I leaned out to answer a question. You make it seem like I'm like,
and
hello.
You were at the beach. You've seen her in a bikini.
That's different.
Right, whatever. I think you guys should record another podcast on your last night together after 3 days of Hey Dave.
Hey Dave, I'm gonna drive this thing. That's really all it took. Pammy, you can park there. Pammy, you can turn there. Pammy, there's a spot right there. Hey Pammy, have you looked behind you?
Yes!
I've been driving a long time.
How did you say that?
You can't even say that with confidence.
Not with your words. But you did say it. I heard it.
Hey Dave, one time I was at UT and I did this thing. You want to hear about it? Hey Dave, that's the spot where once I like had a Coke. Hey Dave, I used to go there. I don't remember where it is. Hey Dave, you want to come running? Oh, you still don't have anything to run in? Hey Dave, you want to go swimming? Oh, you still don't have anything to swim in?
Hey, Dave, you want to eat some meat? Are you still eating meat? Hey, Dave, drink this. You won't? Ugh. Go to Star Trek. Where's Omar? Go find stuff white people like.
Are we done?
Oh, Dad.
Are we done?
Dad's done.
We didn't talk about the pig chairman.
The what?
The pig chairman.
The what?
The pig chairman in the book.
Oh, in the book. Yeah, you have to have committees and you...
It's okay.
Yeah.
The moment's passed.
I think we missed it. Hey, Dave. Hey, Dave, can I read you more things?
That'll do, baby. That'll do it.
About other things. C is for kooky, that's good enough for me. C is for kooky, that's good enough for me. C is for kooky, that's good enough for me. Oh, kooky, kooky, kooky starts with C. Oh, C is for kooky, that's good enough for me. C is for kooky, that's good enough for me. C is for kooky, that's good enough for me. Oh, kooky, 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 start with C. You know what? Around.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.